Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey everyone, I'm Lupita. Before I dive into my story, please like and subscribe if you want to hear more about overcoming toxic relationships. Trust me, you're going to want to stick around for this wild ride. I'm 28, killing it as a marketing exec, and engaged to Miguel, my boyfriend of 2 years. We had it all planned out. The perfect wedding, the perfect life. We'd been saving every penny for our big day, proud of the $25,000 we'd squirreled away. "Babe, can you believe we're almost there?" I asked Miguel one night, scrolling through venue options. "I know, it's crazy. You're going to be the most beautiful bride," he said, kissing my cheek. I was on cloud nine, thinking I'd hit the jackpot with Miguel and his family. His parents, Rosa and Carlos, seemed great at first, always inviting us over for dinner, asking about our plans. But then there was Javier, Miguel's younger brother. Something about him always set me on edge. "He's just going through a phase," Miguel would say whenever I brought up my concerns. I tried to brush it off, focusing on our future, but I couldn't shake this feeling that something was off. Last Sunday, we had dinner at Miguel's parents' place. The usual crowd, me, Miguel, Rosa, Carlos, and Javier. But the vibe was weird. "Pass the salt, would ya?" Javier snapped at me, his leg bouncing under the table. I slid it over, catching Rosa's worried glance. "Everything okay, Javier?" "Fine," he muttered, shoveling food into his mouth. Rosa jumped in, her voice overly cheerful. "So, how's the wedding planning going? Found a dress yet, Lupita?" I launched into the details, trying to lighten the mood. "We're thinking of having the ceremony at sunset. It'll be perfect." "That sounds lovely, dear," Rosa said, but her eyes kept darting to Javier. Carlos cleared his throat. "Son, why don't you tell everyone about that job interview you have coming up?" Javier slammed his fork down. "I told you, I'm figuring things out." The room went silent. I looked at Miguel, but he just stared at his plate. After dinner, as we were leaving, I overheard Rosa whispering to Carlos. "We have to do something. He can't keep going like this." On the drive home, I turned to Miguel. "What's going on with Javier? Your mom seemed really worried." He shrugged, eyes on the road. "It's nothing. He's just... you know how he is." I didn't push it, but something in my gut told me this was more than just Javier being Javier. It was supposed to be a normal Tuesday. Miguel and I were going to finalize our wedding venue after work. But when I checked our joint account during lunch, my heart nearly stopped. "Miguel, call me back now." 20 minutes later, we're both on the phone with the bank. "I'm sorry, but the account was emptied yesterday afternoon," the bank rep said. "That's impossible," I said, my voice shaking. "We didn't authorize any..." "The withdrawal was made by Rosa and Carlos Hernandez. They're listed as authorized users." My blood ran cold. Miguel's parents? No way. We raced to his parents' house, bursting through the door. "Mom, Dad, what's going on?" Miguel demanded. Rosa and Carlos exchanged looks. Rosa spoke first. "Mijo, we had to use the money. It was an emergency." "Emergency? What emergency justifies stealing our wedding savings?" I was fuming. Carlos stepped forward. "Javier got arrested. Drug possession. We had to bail him out." The room spun. Our wedding money? For Javier's bail? "You'll understand when your parents," Rosa said, patting Miguel's arm. "Family comes first." I couldn't believe my ears. "We are family. That was our future." Miguel stood there, silent. I turned to him, desperate. "Say something." He ran a hand through his hair. "Lupita, maybe we should hear them out." That's when I lost it. "Hear them out? They stole from us." "They're my parents, Lupita, and Javier's my brother. What was I supposed to do, leave him in jail?" I stared at him, realization dawning. You knew about this. His silence was all the confirmation I needed. "How could you?" I whispered. Rosa tried to intervene. Lupita, dear, we'll pay you back once Javier gets back on his feet. Back on his feet? I laughed bitterly. He's been getting back on his feet for years, and you keep enabling him. Miguel grabbed my arm. Lupita, calm down. We can figure this out. I jerked away from him. Figure what out? How your family can screw us over next? They're my family. And what am I, Miguel? I thought I was your family too. I thought we were building a life together. The hurt in his eyes almost made me waver. Almost. Lupita, please, he begged. Let's just go home and talk about this. I shook my head, backing away. No, I can't do this. I can't be with someone who doesn't put us first. Lupita, wait! Miguel called after me as I stormed out. But I was done waiting. Done understanding. Done being the supportive, understanding fiancé. As I drove away, tears blurring my vision, I realized something. This wasn't just about the money. It was about trust, respect, and values. And apparently, Miguel and I weren't on the same page at all. I ended up at my best friend Sofia's place, sobbing on her couch. What am I gonna do? I asked between hiccups. Sofia handed me another tissue. You're gonna stand up for yourself, that's what. And I'm gonna help you. After that night at Sofia's, I knew I couldn't just let this go. I had to know the truth, no matter how ugly it might be. Girl, you need to dig deeper, Sofia said over coffee. This can't be the first time they've pulled something like this. She was right. I started digging into Javier's past, and what I found made my stomach turn. It wasn't just one arrest, it was a whole pattern. DUIs, petty theft, drug possession, and every single time, Rosa and Carlos had been there to bail him out, literally and figuratively. I called up Miguel's cousin, Elena. Hey, Elena, it's Lupita. Can we talk? Elena spilled everything. It's been going on for years, Lupita. They've drained their retirement savings for Javier. Miguel knows. We all know. We just don't talk about it. My head was spinning. Miguel knew? All this time? I hired a private investigator. Felt like a soap opera move, but I needed answers. A week later, the PI called. Miss Lupita, you might want to sit down for this. Rosa and Carlos were drowning in debt, maxed out credit cards, second mortgage on the house. All to cover Javier's messes. But the real kicker? Javier wasn't just using, he was dealing. And Miguel had known about it for months. I confronted Miguel that night. When were you going to tell me about Javier dealing drugs? His face went pale. Lupita, I can explain. Explain what? That you've been lying to me our entire relationship? That you let your family steal our future? They're my family, Lupita. What was I supposed to do? I threw my hands up. Oh, I don't know. Maybe be honest with the woman you claim to love? Maybe put our relationship first for once? I was protecting you. Protecting me? By lying to me? By letting me walk blindly into this mess of a family? Miguel tried to grab my hand. Lupita, please, we can work this out. I love you. I jerked away. Love me? You don't even know what that means. If you loved me, you would have been honest. You would have stood up for us. What are you saying? I took a deep breath. I'm saying it's over, Miguel. I'm done. The look on his face almost broke me. Almost. You can't mean that, he whispered. I do. I deserve better than this. Better than you. I spent that night packing, ignoring Miguel's pleas and Rosa's voicemails. By morning, I was gone. As I loaded the last box into my car, Sofia showed up. You okay? She asked, helping me close the trunk. I looked back at the apartment Miguel and I had shared, where we'd planned our future. No, I admitted. But I will be. Sofia squeezed my shoulder. Where to now? I managed a small smile. My place, my new place. As we drove away, I felt a mix of emotions, heartbreak, anger, fear. But underneath it all, something else was growing, strength, determination. They thought they could walk all over me, that I'd just roll over and take it. Well, they were about to learn just how wrong they were. This wasn't the end of my story. It was just the beginning. After moving out, I threw myself into my work. Turns out, channeling all that anger and hurt into your career can really pay off. Within months, I landed a big promotion. "Congrats, Lupita," my boss said, handing me a new business card with Senior Marketing Director printed on it. I smiled, feeling a surge of pride. This was all me. No family drama, no toxic relationships holding me back. But I couldn't shake the nagging feeling that I wasn't done. The PI's file on Javier and the Hernandez family sat on my desk at home, haunting me. One night, after a glass of wine, okay, maybe two, I made a decision. I anonymously sent the file to Javier's probation officer and the local police. 2 weeks later, the news broke. Javier arrested for probation violation and new drug charges. I felt conflicted, relieved but also guilty. Sophia called me as soon as she heard. "Did you see the news?" "Yeah," I sighed. "I did what I had to do, right?" "Absolutely. They made their choices, Lupita. You're not responsible for the consequences." She was right. I hadn't forced Javier to deal drugs or Rosa and Carlos to enable him. Months passed. I heard through the grapevine that Rosa and Carlos were facing financial ruin. Legal fees, mounting debts, it was all crashing down. Then, one rainy Tuesday, Miguel showed up at my door. "Lupita, please, can we talk?" I almost slammed the door in his face. Almost. 5 minutes, I said, letting him in. He looked terrible. Unshaven, dark circles under his eyes. "I'm sorry," he began. "I was wrong. About everything. I should have stood up to my family, should have been honest with you." I felt a pang in my chest, but steeled myself. "It's too late, Miguel." "It doesn't have to be. We can start over. I've changed, I swear." I shook my head. "No, Miguel, you haven't. You're here because your family's falling apart and you need someone to cling to. That's not love, that's desperation. Lupita, please." "Goodbye, Miguel," I said, opening the door. As I watched him walk away, I realized something. I was free. Really, truly free. That night, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about everything I'd been through, all the people out there dealing with toxic families and relationships. An idea started forming. I grabbed my laptop and started typing. 2 months later, Breaking Free, a support group for survivors of toxic family dynamics, held its first meeting. "I never thought I'd find people who understood," one woman said, tears in her eyes. "You're not alone," I told her. "None of us are." The group grew. Soon we had chapters in three different cities. Then, out of the blue, I got a call from a publisher. "We think your story could help a lot of people, Lupita. How would you feel about writing a book?" I felt a mix of excitement and terror. Could I really do this? Sophia's voice echoed in my head. "Girl, you can do anything." I took a deep breath. "I'm in." 1 year after that fateful family dinner, I stood in a bookstore staring at a display of my book, Toxic Ties, Breaking Free, and Finding Yourself. As I signed copies, a familiar face appeared in line. "Elena?" I gasped. Miguel's cousin smiled sheepishly. "I had to come. Your story. It gave me the courage to stand up to my own family." We hugged, both of us teary-eyed. Later, Elena filled me in on the Hernandez family drama. Javier was serving time. Rosa and Carlos had declared bankruptcy. And Miguel? He'd lost his job, spiraling into depression. Part of me felt sad, but a bigger part felt free. Their choices, their consequences. That night, I stood on my balcony, looking out at the city lights. I thought about the scared, angry woman I'd been a year ago. Look at me now. I picked up my phone, opened my camera. "Hey everyone, Lupita here. Just wanted to say, if you're out there feeling stuck, feeling like you can't escape toxic relationships, you can. It's not easy, but you're stronger than you know. Trust me." I hit post on my social media, smiling to myself. This was just the beginning. I had a whole life ahead of me, and for the first time in forever, I was excited to see where it would lead. No more toxic ties holding me back. Just me, my strength, and a future full of possibilities. the story of Lupita's journey through betrayal and empowerment has come to an end. Now, I have a question for you. Is it ever justified to steal from your own family, even if it's to help another family member in trouble? Where do you draw the line between family loyalty and personal boundaries?